Violence rocks Egypt with Christians in the crosshairs. More chaos in Yemen is met with a call to prayer. And the rites of passage become a window to ministry in Russia. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Deadly violent clashes between Christians and security forces erupted in Egypt over the weekend. It started with a Muslim dispute over a reconstructed church in an unusually violent response from police. Terry Ascott, a CEO of Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, he thinks the situation will be a recurring part of the landscape.
It just reflects the pent-up frustration and the bad will by a minority of Muslim peoples that want to marginalize Christians and to kind of keep them in their place.
Egypt's Christian leaders have declared a three-day mourning period starting today. While staff morale is struggling, Ascott explains that their programming response plays a vital role toward encouraging viewers toward the peace of Christ.
We'll have Christian leaders there reminding them of their calling to be salt and light, to be forgiving, to turn the other cheek, and to continue to be loving in these situations.
Keep praying for both wisdom and boldness for the gospel. Next, after more than 8 months of street protests demanding his ouster, Yemen's president says he's ready to step down. Activists believe the offer is a feint and plan to continue their efforts. Operation Mobilization is focusing on a prayer campaign in Yemen and its believers amidst the chaos. Pray that persecution and unrest wouldn't keep the gospel from spreading in Yemen. The good news? Well, the OM team says demand for the New Testament has spiked recently. You're listening to Mission Network News. A new prime minister has finally been announced in Haiti after months of deliberation. Baptist Haiti Mission's Rob Baker says it's a good step forward since President Martelly's election in April.
Basically, we have had not a solid government at this point because after the election of the new president, of course, we had to wait for the appointment of the prime minister before other cabinet officials and so forth could be appointed. So we're really looking that this is going to help speed along some of the things that President Martelly has been wanting to do.
In the meantime, BHM has been able to move forward from post-quake rebuild into new horizons.
We're in the process of developing a Bible curriculum that we're excited about to be used in the schools so that the schools can have a unified Bible-based curriculum.
Help with this new project at our website. Meanwhile, the average Paraguayan makes less than $2 a day. War has made the country incredibly young, 65% of the population under the age of 25. Education is vital to keeping kids from terrorist movements and off the streets, but there aren't enough schools or money to send the kids. For the last 10 years, the Mission Society has been providing a way, says Liz Bogus.
The first year we had four-year-olds, which is our pre-kinder, and then a kindergarten, which are five-year-olds. And each year since then, we have added grade. We now have pre-K through the 10th grade. We have approximately 853 students.
Kids aren't only off the streets and in school.
The children are being taught God's words. They're being taught God's principles.
Another grade will soon be added, and there's a waiting list for others. You can sponsor a child to go. Our website will direct you. And a new school year is underway in Russia. For those who are in their teens and orphaned, it's another year closer to the unknown. Many aging out of the system have no life skills training. And that's why Orphan Outreach has started a program that not only helps with the transition, but also connects the young adults to a local church body who continues in that vein. Through the hope of the gospel they share, they now have 20 orphan graduates. We have more on the mentoring program at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Are you concerned about where your nation's headed? Well, that nation may not matter. To remind you about what nation is important, Mission Network News is making available the book Jesus Nation by Dr. Joe Stoll, president of Cornerstone University, for your gift of any amount. Get yours by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.